Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, we talk about something very simple but incredibly impactful, and that is cultivating curiosity in your relationship, taking the time to be curious about what is going on for your partner, and talking about just how much of an impact that can have, how it can bring you closer together and deepen your connection. So stay tuned. Do you want to feel more emotionally and intimately connected with your partner? Then we have the tool that is exactly right for you. We have a program called Relationship Renovation at Home. And it is an amazing way for you and your partner to have a structured way weekly to work together.
Because we deserve awesomeness in our relationships.
Just go to our website, relationshiprenovation.com. At the top, there's a link to at-home program, and it will give you a free lesson if you want to just check it out and see if it's something that works for you and your partner. We know it will make a significant positive impact on your relationship.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I'm Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin, and we have a fun topic today.
How are you?
Oh, how are you?
Curiosity.
Yeah, the check-in. Yeah, you know, I had a couple yesterday. And they're going through some really tough times, but their tough time is really bringing them together, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
But it was reminded to me again, like that check-in, like you said, like I was ready to just dive in and get into the topic. And part of our program is this just like daily check-in that you try to make a part of your life.
Well, it really parallels. So today's topic is all about curiosity. And right, the saying, curiosity kills the cat. Curiosity does not kill partnership. It's really important. And we're really going to dive into the topic of curiosity, because I think when we get together, it's like in the beginning, we're so curious about each other and we're learning about each other. And then life happens, as we say, yeah. And maybe kids happen and animals and jobs, and we kind of are just robots through the day, and a lot of us, not all of us, start to lose that curiosity for one another. I know that we have for sure, and that I just know how good it feels when EJ's curious about my day or how I'm doing, because I feel seen. And it kind of happened the other day, and I said, oh, we have to do a podcast on that, like just on curiosity, because so many people think they're curious about each other, but when you actually look at it and reflect on it, there's not a lot of curiosity going on in busy relationships.
No, and I think you hit it there as far as like one of the like wonderful things about curiosity is when we first got together, I mean, I remember like one of our first weekends away together, we stayed up till like 4 or 5 in the morning, right? Because the other couple came up later, and we stayed up for hours talking and asking each other questions. And it just, when a person is curious about you, it just feels amazing. Like it just, and it feels amazing to be curious about another person.
And I mean, really, like, what is curiosity in a relationship?
On its most basic level, I think curiosity is wanting to know more, is knowing that you don't know everything about the person.
It's the constant continuing to discover.
Yeah, it's
discovery. Not just like learning the facts when you first start to get together. It's just we go through transitions all of the time, every day actually. And when you're really zoned in on being curious about the experience continuously, it's so good for emotional and physical intimacy and deeper connection in intimate relationships. It's one of the things we're constantly processing in our couple sessions, or even talking about in the relationship renovation model and at-home program, is all of these questions are designed to get curious about each other because we stop asking each other these questions.
Yeah. So curiosity is being interested. It's messaging that you matter to me. I mean, because if I'm curious about something, I think of even like, you know, the image of like, you know, almost like looking at an object and trying to discover more about it. Like you're turning it around. You want to like understand it. You want to get a deeper grasp of what it is. And that's so important in relationship, because we really start to just like feel like we know everything about our partners. That's another thing that happens oftentimes in our method when people are going through it and we have them ask these questions of each other about their past. And you hear so often a couple say like, you know, we know everything about each other.
Right.
And it's like, gosh, like, really?
I can say this. When couples come in, they really feel alone for the most part. They feel like their partner has stopped seeing them. They've stopped seeing their partner. They're just kind of filled with a lot of sadness, confusion, resentment, you name it. And so curiosity is really important because it makes you feel like you're seen in the relationship. It makes you feel like you matter, makes you feel like that you're a priority. Yes, other things are priority, job and kids and the home, but that I'm also a priority. And it's just a little example. So my sister may or may not have melanoma right now. It's a really scary time. And we've been waiting weeks for this lab, pathology lab, to come back. And every single day, every hour, I'm thinking about it. I'm texting her. And when you asked me how I was doing, like, hey, what's happening for you right now? Like, have you heard anything about your sister? I felt like, oh my gosh, thank you. Because I was kind of alone in it in my head. I wasn't talking about it. But when you ask me, it's like, oh, you really do care about my process. And it feels really connecting. And could we do it more? Sure. Are we guilty of not doing it at all during very, absolutely. But it's just like, I noticed like, oh, he cares about me and he cares about what's happening for me. And again, we also just went on a vacation with EJ's family for 12 days in Ireland. And it was amazing, beautiful sights. But he was like, what was it like for you to have 12 days with my family? Like, just that question. I was like, thank you for asking that. That makes me feel like really seen. And so that's why curiosity matters in a relationship.
Well, and I think what it does is it sort of like pierces into your bubble. Like, you know, it's like, because I think in a lot of ways, we are very like individualistic creatures, you know, even when we're paired up, you know, we're so trapped in our own head and our own thoughts. And we're just sort of as a couple, sort of just moving parallel to each other through life. And when you or I take a moment to be like, you know, how are you feeling today? Or I noticed earlier that you did this thing and I just wanted to check in with you about it. It's like we're taking a moment and I'm like piercing into your bubble for a second and I'm like joining you. And then it gives you the opportunity to share something. Because honestly, when you just said that, like about your sister, I was sort of like, wow, like really? Like every hour you're thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that. And again, this couple I was working with the other day, it was the same thing where she has this thing that's on her mind like constantly. She's constantly thinking about it. She feels totally alone in it. And he was like, well, I had no idea. I didn't know you were thinking about this. And her thing was like, yeah, you didn't ask. You don't ask me. We stay surface level. We ask about the kids. We ask about jobs. We ask about dinner. But you never take a moment to say like, you know, is anything going on for you today?
So this is important because what I'm hearing and what you're saying is about when individuals are suffering, and right, we see a lot of individuals and couples that suffer, it is very me. Like I am so alone in this suffering. And curiosity from another person brings you out of that. But because suffering is such a lonely experience, we forget about it because it's all really all about me. Like when I'm suffering, I really don't think about being curious about you.
Yeah.
Because I'm so wrapped up in my own shit. Like it doesn't matter. But I have to remember like actually that keeps us really stuck, you know, and that I have to still like, and I think I'm getting better. I'm not great at it, but like asking you questions about your process with kids or not being able to play pickleball because we've been so busy or whatever that might be like. And so again, it also pulls us out of our suffering, but we don't even know we're in that suffering.
Well, it pulls us out of our individual narrative inside our head, whether we're suffering or we're just busy or we're, you know, whatever, we're in our little loop. And the reality is, and we've talked so much about this, is it takes a conscious effort to have a healthy, connected relationship.
Absolutely.
And left to our own devices, we get into a very like automated existence. And this is something that, as you were talking about, curiosity really triggered me is not triggered me in a having an emotional reaction, but just like brought to me was Dr. Stan Takin talked about one of the ways that the brain works that is sort of an enemy to being connected with your partner is the brain conserves energy.
Yep.
And it automates you begin to look at your partner and the brain says, like, I know exactly who that person is.
Yeah.
It doesn't work and look at them as an original person who's in a new existence today, dealing with what they're doing today. It just says, oh, that's Tara. I know who she is.
I don't need to spend energy on this.
I don't have to spend any energy like looking into who she is. And that's just, our brain does that. That's neuroscience. And that isn't good for a relationship because then she is just sort of a flat object and she's not like this person who is dealing with her sister going through a health crisis and is living in Arizona away from her family and with my family and who is struggling with whatever it is that she's struggling today. And so if I stay in that automation of like, oh, it's just Tara, I know everything about her. Yeah. You know, I just got to go take care of my own stuff today. She's going to begin to feel more and more lonely, alone, unsupported,
unseen.
Disconnected, unseen.
I feel like that's just such a big thing for like the couples that we see or the individuals even that they just don't feel special anymore. And other things have now been prioritized. Now the intimacy has gone down. And we're not talking grand gestures of curiosity here. We're talking about how to have daily moments of curiosity to build that connection that builds emotional and physical intimacy that deepens a connection. So it's not like these grand gestures that you have to expend all this energy on. It's just reminders of like, God, how are you? What was today like? We actually have some questions later on that we'll put in the show notes that some of our therapists kind of reached out and said, here are some really good questions that couples can ask each other to get curious again. But it could be like, wow, how did you enjoy your breakfast this morning? It's feeling seen in the relationship because, again, we want to feel important like that. We know how that felt when we first got together and we were so seen and we were so adored and we were so loved. And then it's like, what happened?
Well, I think like what you're saying about it being a simple thing is what's most important is because it's hard to have a weekend away or a tremendously romantic moment. But what we're talking about here is a very practical thing of finding ways daily, weekly, that you take a moment to focus on your partner and just ask them a couple of questions. It's one of the most simple things that you can install within your relationship, but it is going to lead to maybe those bigger romantic connecting moments.
Yes. So the idea of curiosity, great. You feel seen, you're connecting, you really want to know about your partner, even if you think you know everything about them. But let's talk about curiosity in the bedroom, right? How many couples that we've seen or even in our own life are we like, what was that like for you? How does this feel? What's that touch like? No, we don't. We don't get to explore each other in that way. So the more you start doing curiosity in these little daily bits, it actually generalizes into the bedroom. That's right, listeners, into the bedroom. So you can get really curious on a deeper, intimate level, physically connecting as well.
And we're talking about in our next episode next week, a little bit more about intimacy. And anytime we've had a intimacy or sexuality expert in here, that has always been one of the suggestions that they say is, you know, lay together, touch one another, talk about like your sexual experiences together and be curious and ask each other because we don't talk about it. But that's a big leap for some people to have a curiosity around something so intimate. And so what we're saying is like, hey, there are ways where you can lead yourself up to that, where by just like Tara's saying, just like really sitting down with your partner in the morning and saying, how are you feeling today? Is there anything going on for you that's just important for me to know? I mean, that's a simple question.
Yeah.
But if you do it in a really intentional way, and I do this with Tara sometimes, where I'll be like, hey, how are you, honey? So true. And she'd be like, well, I got the dogs fed, the cat medicine is done, the kids' backpacks. And I'm like,
how are you?
No, sweetie, like how?
And I forget because I'm always right. I've got a daily list of constant things. And so when he asked me, how am I literally list off all the things I've just done in the last 30 minutes. And then he'll refocus me. No, how are you? And then I remember, oh, yes, those were all of my thoughts.
Yeah.
Our relationship renovation at home manual for couples is now available on Amazon for $24.99. Check it out. It's going to be so helpful. It's going to be giving you all of the skills and tools we talk about on our podcast. So please go check it out. Your relationship is so worth this.
So, I mean, basically what we're talking about is a strategy to help you stay connected that doesn't take a ton of energy, but it does take intentionality, right? And it's saying that there was something early on in relationship that really connected us, which is curiosity, mm-hmm. which is really wanting to know more about your partner, is asking them questions, really trying to understand them more deeply. Asking them about their past, like just being curious. But we also understand that life becomes crazy mm-hmm. and we get into that automated thing where we just sort of think like you know everything about your partner. So we want to give you some tips. Like these are ways in which you can cultivate curiosity in your relationship.
Which again, cultivating curiosity allows you to be seen, allows you to feel important, and allows you to build that deeper connection that we all want, that we all felt at one time. But we have to remember, we go through things every day, every hour throughout our relationship, but we stop thinking about that. We just focus on that beginning and who that person is and who the person we fell in love with was, and then we kind of like stop.
Yeah.
And our brain does that, right? On purpose to conserve energy. We're saying we have to be really intentional about how to be curious, and it's not this big, huge gesture. So we are going to give you some practical ways on being curious. And it's, again, it's not carving out 30 minutes a day to be curious. That would be great. It's just in the mornings. What's the mood like today? How are you feeling? Hey, I noticed that you had a rough time sleeping last night. Tell me more about that.
So we know in order to create new habits, you have to create systems. Like that's a big thing in our method is like you cannot just depend that you are going to like organically think about it and be like, oh, I should be curious right now. Like, we have 5 minutes after breakfast. That the most important thing is that, one, you guys sort of look at one another and you're like, okay, I heard this podcast today and they were talking about the importance of being curious. Mm-hmm. And I remember how good that felt, right? So the first thing is you're presenting it to your partner. You're saying like, is this something that we want to cultivate in our relationship? And hopefully there's an agreement there. You know, there's like, yes, that is something. I would love for you to ask me questions. I would love to have you help me come into the moment. So you first make an agreement that yes, we're going to cultivate curiosity together.
And you can even talk about like ways curiosity has changed in your relationship. You can talk about how, wow, we used to be really curious about each other and each other's work days and what in the world happened. And it's just kind of this reflection of it. So that way, when you are cultivating it, you have a really good understanding that maybe it used to be present in your relationship and somehow it has narrowed down, which is totally normal and inevitable. But like, hey, that would feel really good. Like, what would that feel like for you? What would that feel like for us?
And so for me, like, I think before you get into, oh, let's be curious about each other every day, I think you need to start with achievable goals.
Yeah.
And I'm saying like something like a once a week scheduled thing for me is like important. And Tara will throw in her suggestions as well. But one thing that we have consistently done throughout our relationship is we've had a few different, like we had the book of ifs, and we've used apps and, you know, but just conversation starters and questions that cultivate our connection. And so I think like a wonderful thing to do is to, you know, is to grab a book, you know, like that, or look for a relationship app. There's one called Paired that we partner with. It's excellent. And you say, like, once a week, we're going to sit down for 15 minutes. We're going to go outside and have a cup of coffee on Saturday mornings. Mm. Or we're going to, like, you know, have a glass of wine together on Saturday night, or Wednesday, the kids are here and we're going to do this. And you scheduled this like weekly thing. And that's, or even, you know, we have our relationship renovation at home program where built into it are lessons that you're doing, you know, weekly or regularly, where you're sitting down and you're asking each other questions. Because I really do think for some people, being curious is like, it's sort of, they're relearning the skill, because early on in our relationship, we have like all this sexual attraction, we have chemicals flowing through our body that are sort of assisting that curiosity happening. And I think in some ways, like, we need a little bit of help. You know, we need sort of a structure to reignite that curiosity.
Yes, I like the structure. I'm also a big fan of like, okay, like setting an intention for myself in the morning, right? I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to make sure I check in with EJ. I'm going to make sure that I ask him at least a few things this morning to see how he's doing. How was the gym? What was the workout like? Because I truly feel like the scheduled time is great. I also know how challenging that is for many people. And so it's like, even in the morning, like, how did you sleep last night? Just like these little itty bitty questions.
Yeah. How does somebody like remind themselves to do it and get into that new habit?
For me, it was the check-in process. Like when we created in our model, right, the check-in process that every day we're checking in, I feel this way. This is my goal for today. So now I just wake up and it's just like this automatic thing. So you're right. You're creating a new behavior.
Yeah.
And so it's just like when you wake up and you're brushing your teeth, right, it becomes automatic. It's now automatic for me to do that. Yeah, I do think it's about creating some kind of process that you both agree on, because some people don't want to do books and play those games. Like, trust me, I've had couples that are like, no
way.
He or she doesn't want to do it. You have to have something that you both agree upon and then check in, like, how did we do today?
Yeah.
It's got to be agreed upon, though.
Yeah. So the first thing, we make an agreement. Together, we're saying, yes, we're going to cultivate curiosity. And then it might be like Tara's saying, it's a discussion of like, okay, well, what's achievable here? Do we schedule a time once a week where we work with a book and we ask each other questions? Or, you know, I do this occasionally, is I create like alarms on my phone, you know, and I say like, okay, like set an alarm to check in with Tara. And that's, it works. It feels a little forced, but it works.
Well, and I think on our, so we do the six words. And if you guys haven't heard of that, it's like, what are the six words that you really want your relationship to look like, feel like. And curiosity is on our chalkboard in our kitchen. So every single day we get to see our six words and curiosity is on there. So I'm already right out of sight, out of mind, sure. There are little ways you can put
reminders.
You can put a question mark on a sticky pad, like, reminder, ask my husband how the heck he's doing.
Yes.
What's it going? And again, there's no like right or wrong way. You're just starting to introduce more curiosity, however that looks like for you. And I was just going to kind of read some, I always like kind of let our therapists know like what our topic of the day might be and if they have any insights. And so they came up with some questions that they either work with their couples on asking or that their couples really like to ask each other. And some of those questions are, what did you learn today, right? What did you learn today? Like, I learned something new every day, whether I just, you know, randomly meet a new Starbucks barista and learn about her. But like, that is such a great question. Like, what did you learn today? We learn new stuff every day, but we usually aren't asked about it. Unless you're a child at school, I always ask the kids, what did you learn today? I rarely ask you, right? What is your biggest fear? What are you most proud of in your life? What are you most grateful for? How can I give you more love? What do you dream of doing that you haven't already? What would it be like to work toward that dream together? How would our lives be different? Yeah. Oh, so many. I mean, that's just a starter.
Yeah. I think a part of it also is that when you are curious about me and you ask me a question and then sort of hold me to actually answering it in a thoughtful way, it makes me be curious about myself too. And I think it's also, we talked a lot about like stopping being curious about your partner through, for a lot of reasons, but I think we also stop being curious about ourselves. And that's totally. That, and that's like a hallmark in what we think makes a long-term relationship work, is both people being invested in their own personal growth and then supporting each other in it. And I think it's easy for people just to like, you just start tumbling through life, just surviving. And when Tara says, EJ, what's really important to you today? And then I'm like, well, I got to do this. And then she's like, no, like, what's important to you today? And then I have to stop, reflect and be like, you know, it's really important that I'm like really present with you and the kids, and that just I don't get lost in the day. And all of a sudden, like, I've slowed down, I've reflected, and I've also like, I'm like, I feel connected to you.
We stay on the same page. We don't lose that connection, which then erodes physical, emotional intimacy, which then brings couples in for couples counseling. Yeah. And couples counseling is not bad. I feel like everybody should go to couples counseling, even when they're good.
No, it reignites this process. And I've seen that with couple after couple after couple, is that like, actually, once they sort of get over their fear and they buy into the process of it,
they love it.
All of a sudden they start loving it and they enjoy coming and they see their relationship improve and their kids are happier. And they are functioning better in their jobs. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is this one simple thing, becoming more curious about your partner, creating some systems to connect in that way can have a profound effect on your relationship.
I was just remembering a Instagram reel I did like 2 years ago. We were just like showing the idea of this, where my daughter comes in, she's like, I've had such a bad day. And I'm like, oh my God, honey, tell me what's happened. I'm so here for you. I have all this empathy and compassion. And then you come in the door and you're like, I've had such a bad day. And I'm like, yeah, well, I have too. Suck it up, buddy. Like, that's kind of like, I know that's just like the picture of it. Like, we really do that with our partners. Yeah. Like, we forget that they are the most important things to us. And so I have a great assignment for everyone listening. You can listen to this podcast with your partner and then be curious about what the other person thinks about it.
Yeah.
That's a great starter.
And then I'll take the next step. Check out our relationship renovation at home method, our program that we have online. You go to relationshiprenovation.com and there's a link to the online program. You can download a free lesson, and at its heart is being curious about your partner, is engaging in a consistent process of understanding yourself, understanding each other better, and that creates a more intentional, mindful, loving relationship, and it works. We're going to have some couples on soon who've gone through it, who are about to begin it. I mean, it is a game changer in getting into a consistent way to connect with your partner. And everything in your life, we've said this a lot over the years, everything in your life is more manageable when you feel connected to your partner. I know we know that in our relationship, in our life.
And just to end with this, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't asked any questions to my partner in so long, like, don't beat yourself up about this. We all get to this place. It's okay. This is like our love and our passion, because we've been there in that place of suffering and wanting to just get out because it feels so bad. And this is just one very important way to reconnect again. So don't beat yourselves up. Don't get mad at each other that you haven't been curious about each other for the last decade. Start it today. Start something new. And thank you so much for listening. EJ, I love you.
I love you too.
All right. So thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and are we